You want me to speak or hear you? I don't care, one or the other. Well, I can't hear you. Everything's fuzzy. Okay, then speak to me. I just did. Yes, but you didn't say anything. Who can talk when he's suffocating? Try it, Drover, and give me a report on your condition. What? You're fading out. I said give me a comport of your rendition. Nothing makes sense. Everything's fading out. Hang on, son. Don't lose consciousness. Slim's almost done. He'll be here any second. Everything's getting dark. Open your eyes, Drover. He opened his eyes and blinked them several times.
That helped.
See? Hang on for a few more minutes. Ration your air. Count sheep. Think of a letter between 1 and 10. Or, wait, we'll play 20 questions. That'll help pass the time.
Who goes first?
You go. I'm feeling a little rattled.
Okay, I'll try.
He wadded up his face in an expression of deep concentration.
Here's my first question. How come you don't roll down the window?
I stared at the runt. Why don't I roll down the window? Because there's no crank or handle for doing it. Had you thought of that?
Yeah, but maybe if you go back to the door and step on one of those buttons.
We discontinued that conversation about threads and buttons.
Yeah, but see those buttons on the door?
I narrowed my eyes and studied the alleged door. Oh, those buttons? Okay, what's your point?
Well, I think if you step on one of them, it'll make the window roll down.
Drover, that is one of the dumbest things you've ever said. How could a button roll down a window?
Hank, just try it. I think it'll work.
I gave this half a minute of deep thought. All right, I'll trust you this time. Everything in my experience tells me that this is a mistake, but for you, I'll try it.
Thanks. You'll be glad.
I marched over to the left side door, placed my paw on the button, and pushed down. That was odd. The sound of a window moving up or down is supposed to be a zip. The sound I just heard had been more of a click. Obviously, Drover's experiment had ended in failure. Behind me, I heard him let out a groan.
Oh, no! You locked the doors!
I did no such thing. All I did was... I looked closer at the little door locker thing near the window. It appeared to be in the down position. Drover, I don't want to alarm you.
Help!
But something has gone badly wrong. This pickup has locked its own doors.
Help!
We are now locked inside a moving pickup.
Help!
Will you please shut your little trap and stop squeaking? I can't think with all your noise.
Murph!
What?
I'm trying to gag myself.
Oh, thanks. Listen carefully. We have only one course of action left.
Bust out?
No, we must hide. When Slim finds out that the windows are rolled up and the doors are locked, he'll probably blame it on us.
Gosh, I never thought of that.
Quick, son, into bunker positions. Hit the floor. In a flash, we both dived out of the seat, hit the floor, and began burrowing as deeply as we could against the passenger side door. To add to our concealment, we covered our eyes with our paws. We vanished into the darkness and became invisible dogs. Nice job, son. I think this will work.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. He'll never suspect a thing. We hovered there in the darkness, listening to the drone of the motor. But then, oops.